Thank you for tuning in to Lighten Up with Jen and Sherry. This show is an invitation to let go of what's holding you down, laugh more, and love like crazy. If you've tuned in live to this episode, please call in now and be a part of the show. Our number is area code 646-200-0825. And now, flying solo for today is our hostess, Jen.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Lighten Up. I am Jen Halterman. I am flying solo today on the air, and I welcome you. Thank you for joining me on this condensed version of Lighten Up. Why? Because I can. One of the benefits of being your own boss is that you get to make adjustments that serve you and serve what it is that you want to do that day and how you can contribute to the world. So I welcome you to this show. This show comes from a bunch of conversations, to be honest. This is one of the areas I would say that in the past I've actually struggled with. The notifications, the constant connection through our devices and social media and text message and phones and all this stuff, and how it just can destroy our peace. And it doesn't have to. It's actually a choice we're allowing that. So I wanted to get into this topic because I've had questions about it. Here's the truth. It's been such a hot topic for me personally that I actually don't currently have a mailing list for followers or anything like that. I have created them. I have destroyed them. I have shut them down. I've gone the rounds with them. And here's the reason why. I personally do not enjoy the clutter and the chaos and the grasping and the neediness of so many email lists that are out there. I, however, love receiving notifications from the things, the messages, the people, the communities that serve my aliveness. And it took me years to find out the difference. I actually think that part of my journey into being a radio show host with Everyday Joy, my previous show, was to teach me these differences and to teach me how I can learn from these things and how I can share the message. For those of you who might be struggling with, where's the boundary with the noise? How do I manage the chaos? I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. Is the most often excuse I hear, and I'm going to get into that, but I'm going to be really honest with you. All of this is my opinion. It is my show, so why the hell wouldn't it be my opinion, right? But what I want to talk about is I understand the noise. I do understand the noise. There's news and politics and local events and friends and family, and, you know, there's a lot of fear-motivated things, and there's a lot of excitement, you know, motivate things. And I am one of those people. I love social media for the sense that it connects us with the world. You know, my listeners for the show do not just come from my neighborhood. I do not only have friends and family. I didn't build a listening audience of over 80,000 listeners based on just the people that I had coffee with in the morning. And so having that in my mind, having that in my awareness that I love social media, I want to offer to those of you who maybe don't love it so much, who feel like it's overwhelming, who feel like it's an intrusion of your time and space, I want to offer you a different perspective. I know, because I've talked to people about their devices, I understand this, that the tips that I give will not apply to everyone. I expect you to all be mostly grown-ups. I'm sure there are some, you know, teenagers who will come across this, and you get to be a grown-up too. But I am going to just assume that you're going to be responsible for applying what does apply to you, and what doesn't apply to you, you can just let go and, you know, skip that part, whatever that is, okay? But here's the truth. Our devices, so many people feel that they are run by their devices. A lot of people feel they're a blessing. A lot of people feel they're a curse. I honestly, my device, my phone, is my business. I use it more for my business than I use my computer, actually, which is a little trippy. And so my computer is absolutely vital. It is how I do the show. However, when I'm not doing the show, I would say probably about 80% of my business I do through my phone. And that's very interesting when you consider, you know, a few years ago my phone just flipped open and I could text or call somebody. But now there's so much available through that device that we have become so hooked in and linked to that without our phone, we would be lost. In fact, I would say that I don't remember, I know I went somewhere, I don't know when it was, but one time recently I didn't have my phone with me. I think we went to the store or something, and I was like, oh, I'm not going to need it, because I always have it with me. Now, granted, I had a horrifying experience that happened in my world, and the internet was down, so I didn't receive notification of it right immediately, and so my phone was how they reached me. So I do understand that panic. And I have this brilliant son. His name is Tom. You ought to meet him sometime. He's quite fabulous. But anyway, he has been my biggest teacher in this area. He will say, Mom, turn off your phone. For years, he's been teasing me and, Mom, I dare you. I double dog dare you, Mom, to log off for a week. And he's always a teacher. He's very, you know, Buddhist mind and Zen mind and minimalist type perspective of the world. And I'm thankful for that. And I know when it's time to do that, and I know when I need to be connected for my work. However, here's where your power is. Here's where my power is. It's my device. I do get to decide what I turn on and what I turn off. I get to go through and choose the notifications I have. Now, I understand that there's some people out there in the world who say, but I don't know how to do that. I need my grandkids, or I need my siblings, or I have to have somebody help me set that up. I understand that, and do get proactive. Stop making it excuses as to why your phone, whether it's in your purse or in your butt pocket or laying on the table next to you, why your phone is going off nonstop while everybody else is having dinner and having conversations. Don't be part of the noise. Have the decency to turn it off. Okay, just turn it off or walk away or put it on airplane or vibrate or whatever it is. Okay, you do have control over that device. Now, if you use your device for work, set your settings so that you only get the notifications that you have to have. Ever since the accident with Kelsey, quite honestly, even at night when the do not disturb is on, so I get no notifications, none of them make a sound. There are key people in my life that their phone numbers are programmed so that if they call me, I answer, period. Always. Those numbers always get through unless it's on airplane mode or off. And why? Because I have a say about that, because I know that is what's important to me, okay? So let's look at this. Let's look at, oh my gosh, there's so much out here. I understand when connections are required. I understand that. But you are allowing it in. So you are training people what to expect from you. If you have a child or a sibling or a parent or a coworker or, you know, an ex that contacts you continuously or that annoys you or whatever it is, when you allow it, when they send a text and you immediately respond, why? Because they did. You can't stand to have it there. You don't want to forget it. Da, 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 da. All that justification for why you are going to engage in that moment is you saying to that person, when you snap your fingers, I will come. I will jump. I will respond. So if you find yourself complaining about that person, always wanting your attention, always expecting you to respond right away, they might get mad, whatever it is, please understand your reaction is teaching them how to treat you. That's very important for us all to be accountable for. You know, I mean, I've got sisters that they, you know, we text all the time. And guess what? If I send my sister a message, I know she might be in a meeting. She might be changing her grandson's diaper. She might be on a call. It's okay if she doesn't respond. Just because I'm available for the connection in that moment does not mean that I have the expectation that she must be available for that contact as well in that moment. Let that in for a minute. And if you have it in reverse, be your official permission. If somebody reaches out to you because in that moment they are available, you are not obligated to be available in that moment. You have the right to not be available. You have the adult presence to give yourself permission to only respond to emails once a day, or to, you know, set a reminder on your phone to check it so an alarm goes off so that you then come and respond to everything all at once instead of that continuous interruption. I choose interruption in my life. I do, because of my business. However, when I'm with the client, there's no way. I know I'm going to turn it off. The side, I might pick it up to check the time, but that is my choice. So please understand, again, I'm trusting that the listeners of this program are adults and you're going to make these choices according to what's true for you. But to those of you who complain that somebody always wants your attention because they want you to answer responses and text messages and phone calls right away, what you tolerate is what you are teaching them they can expect from you. This is where boundaries come in. It's okay if you say, well, you know, I've got somebody who's sick in my world, and I know that my mom, you know, maybe she has dementia. She doesn't understand time, so she's going to message you 500 times because she doesn't even care. She doesn't have any presence of mind about it. She just knows this how she contacts you. It's okay to say, to send a message saying to her care provider, I am unavailable for 2 hours. I will check in at the end of that time. And then shut your device off. It's okay to do that. But the expectation of us being tethered to and in immediate response to our devices, it's just a program. And we don't have to run that program in ourselves just because so many in the world do. Okay? Okay, let's see what else wants to come through. I know this is a shortened show and there's so much I could talk about, but maybe tomorrow I'll talk more. Okay, here's the most important thing that I really, this kind of the juice of what I want to get to. Why are you open to that contact? Check in. Think about a contact that drives you nuts, a notification that makes you crazy. Okay? The one that annoys you, that you roll your eyes about. Now check in. Why are you in connection with that notification? Maybe it's a Facebook page that you liked and the system, you didn't go through the entire liking process of setting the notification frequency up, and now you're getting notifications. Maybe you're new to Periscope and you said, hey, this is cool, and you didn't realize that you'd get notifications every time somebody went live, and you haven't taken the time to go turn off the notifications. Maybe it's an email notification, and every single email that comes into your life sets off a chime on your phone. It doesn't matter if it's from your local craft store, if it's a letter from your grandchild, it doesn't matter if it, you know, whatever it is. Every time a message comes in, what is it that's going on that's creating that chaos in your world? Now check in. Why did you make that connection? Why did you make that connection? See, you established it. At some point in time, you chose it. If it's driving you crazy, if it's bugging you, annoying you, pissing you off, whatever you want to say, disconnect. Disconnect. There's part of the biggest trend that I see with people who feel like they are completely at the mercy of their notifications and their device is going off all the time and they're just overwhelmed. Part of what happens is people make a connection, and they never check back in to see if that connection is still serving them. They make a connection. They automatically stay connected instead of being a choice and being empowered. And then the thing that actually was of service to them becomes a pain in their butt. an annoyance. Okay? Here's what I say to that. If you have chosen into anything out of obligation, stop it. Profound coaching terms right there. Stop it. For those of you who know the skit, you'll know why I'm laughing. Okay? If you chose into anything out of obligation, go destroy it, uncreate it, whatever it is. Unsubscribe, unlike the page, turn off notifications. I don't care what it is. And here's why I'm going to speak profoundly about this. I run my business online, so I have a number of different Facebook pages. They all have different focus. I have Pinterest. I have Instagram. I have Periscope. I have YouTube. Well, I'm starting to have YouTube. I have this show. I have professional pages. I have cause pages. I have a personal page, all of it, okay? And out of obligation, or because somebody loves me, they will go and feel like they need to subscribe to everything that I do. Why? Because they know me. Because they like me, okay? However, they aren't my client. They're a cousin, an aunt, a sibling, a friend from school, whatever it is. As a show of, quote, support, they go and they engage with every single thing that I do. And then they find out that some things I do don't match their beliefs or their opinions or their politics, or maybe they're just not interested in what it is I'm doing. But because of obligation, they stay connected and they don't realize that it's not necessary. Because I've experienced this, I am speaking up about it. Because I've actually had somebody say to me, oh my gosh, you are everywhere on Facebook. I open my feed and your posts fill my feed. And I'm like, well, then stop. Go and subscribe. Well, no, I want to support you. You're not supporting me by bitching about my posts. You're choosing to receive the post. So if it's too much, quote, too much, stop it. Turn it off. You see, here's where we get into the muddy water and the inner work world, and I'm not going to go into it too deep on today's show, but I am going to bring it to our awareness, and that is, if my self-esteem, if my self-worth was based on the number of likes on a professional page, or based on the number of listeners, or based on the number of subscribers, or whatever that is, then my expectation would be that you damn well better be one of them. And quite honestly, there are a lot of people in the world that this is what their, when they do online business, their stats are their entire identity. Their ego's belief of I am what I have, and I have my stats, and I have a large following, is what their self-worth is based on. They are not in the state of appreciation for how many people choose to connect with them. Instead, it is about, okay, I am valid. I matter. Why? Because, 2,000 people like my Facebook page. But guess what? If the content that you're contributing to them is an annoyance, and they roll their eyes because you're doing it again, that's not a true accounting of your self-worth, is it? Right. So stop. That's where the inner work, I feel it's very important for the inner work to be done so that you don't make that about your self-worth, okay? And, by the way, if you're one of those likers, the reaction that that person has to whether you like their page or are on their email list or not is none of your damn business. Stop using your click rate to manage their emotions. Quite honestly, that's like a big deal to me. Because if you're liking something to make them feel good, you're just manipulating them. And what they're feeling good about is actually a manipulation. And that feels gross no matter what context you put it in. So if you want peace in your life, what are you tolerating in your life? What are you allowing to come in? I'll be totally honest with you. Right now in the United States, there's a political firestorm, caucuses, and elections, and This is the most pruned down Facebook feed I have all year long. Honestly. Because I turn off all notifications unless it is to a group that I belong to and I want the notifications, or unless it is to certain key people that are on my Facebook, lets you pick your most, I don't know what the hell they call it, your closest friends list. If they're in that friends list, I see their notifications. Or if they're in one of the groups I belong to that I have the notifications turned on, then I see them. Otherwise, I have nothing. I don't know if somebody had a baby. I don't know. I have no idea. Because I don't invite that in. I don't invite the politics and the bull crap and the posts that are non-supportive. All they are is pointing fingers at somebody else instead of saying, hey, this is something I love and I'm passionate about. So many people get lost in that. And so that's my personal approach. I turn it off. I'll turn it back on when it simmers down. I also turn off notifications when certain religious things are going on because I happen to know a lot of people that I love post a ton about their beliefs. And that's great. That's their business. I love that. And I don't have to see it. Why? Because I don't want to roll my eyes when I see a post from somebody I love. So I turn off the ones that say, hey, if they're going to post something from a certain page, I just don't want to see that post. I still want to see their kids' pictures. I still want to see their, you know, their animals. I still want to see what they're doing and their hot. I do. But I don't have to see it all. And that is what I'm inviting you to do today with your list. With your engagement, what do you want in your life? What contributes to your aliveness? And here are three things that I will tell you, three things that I base every single thing I do online and in my business. Do I know this person, this company, this brand? Do I know it? That means, am I familiar with it? Do I use it? Do I interact with it? That's one reason that I would do something. Do I like it? Do I like it? And to be honest, I'm just going to drop a little nugget here. I may not like it if I love it. Just so you know, if I love a person, I may not like their Facebook feed. That's okay. If that applies to me, that's okay too. Okay? Next. Do I trust this product or page or company or person to be authentic? Do I trust their contribution in my life? Those three things. That's what I base all my engagement on. Do I know, like, or trust it? If not, delete, unsubscribe, bye-bye. Turn down the dial of how much chaos you have funneling through your devices. Because the more you have coming through your devices, the less productive you are, the less engaged you are, the less present you are. Give yourself permission to have no device time every day. Walk away. You know, Sherry and I talk about devices at dinner table or whatever it is. Okay, so we do certain things or we have certain times, and we do. If we go out, we know. We know there's a difference. If something comes in that we know we're expecting, she'll say, hey, I'm expecting a message from a client doing some scheduling. That's okay. No problem. You know, and there's other times it's like, yeah, we're casual. It's okay if we're on our phone, but we're clear about it. We communicate about it. And if I want her to not be on her phone, I'll say, can we just talk? No devices. And it's a choice we make. Okay. So you have to understand that what you're allowing in your space is up to you. This is so important for your peace. If you are allowing yourself to be constantly nudged and buzzed and tugged at and, you know, tap, 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 then you're buying into who's the loudest at this moment and they will get my attention. And let me tell you, if you've got children around, they learn this quickly. If the TV's on, the kids know to be louder if they want attention. You go to a family dinner, who can get heard? If everybody's talking at once, who gets heard? The loudest. What happens? What does that mean? If I want to be heard, I have to get louder. That's how social media works. So pay attention. Who's screaming for your time and money on social media? And if it's not something you know, like, or trust, and if it's not contributing to you and your aliveness, turn it off. You have a say. Do not do things out of obligation. Turn on the notifications. Turn them off. It's okay. Every single thing that everybody puts out there, they're not assuming that you're going to like it all. There are very few people in my life that like every single thing that I put out to the world. I love them. They're a lot of fun. But guess what? I don't expect it from everybody. Okay? Everybody is different. Your definition of what peace would be in your world is up to you. So take control of your life. Go through your notifications. I know it takes time. Yeah, and every time it buzzes you, it's taking other time. If you don't want to do it all, sit down and go through everything, then at least when notifications come in, let it be a reminder to turn that thing off in that moment. It's okay to turn off the notifications. Give yourself permission to choose your peace, your aliveness today. Unsubscribe. It's the best feeling. I love it. Unsubscribing from my email list. There's times that I unsubscribe just so that I can resubscribe because I want to reaffirm that I am choosing to receive that again. I don't care about the stats that go on in somebody else's business world. That's not my business. My business is, does this contribute to my aliveness? Do I want a notification every day, every week, whatever it is from this email list? That is my choice. We are so at the mercy of so much in our lives, but if it is your device, make it yours. Schedule it as yours. Do not tolerate the noise and notifications destroying your peace. That is a choice. Okay? I hope that in this show you've heard something that's empowered you to take back your space, your time, your level of interaction, all of that, because to me, when I see somebody cringe because notifications come in, I feel sad that they are not choosing their environment. You have the choice. Tomorrow, I'm going to be talking with Sherry. I'm guessing she'll be on. I think so. Yeah, we're going to be talking more about this. But I'm specifically going to be talking about email because I have a big glitch about email lists and such. And so I've had a paradigm shift, and I want to share with you guys. I'm hoping it'll be of service. I trust it will. That's what I'm going to be talking about tomorrow, is the amount of email that you're having come in, what's going on with it, how can you filter it, how can you make those decisions, and what contributes to your aliveness. I'm going to be sharing some of my favorites tomorrow. I'm going to be sharing my perspective, what I've learned. A lot is going to be going on tomorrow on the show, and Sherry will be with me. And so I look forward to talking to you then. Thank you for showing up today and really considering this. What does peace mean to you? And what are you tolerating in your life to destroy your peaceful moments? Because you have a choice. Empower yourself. Go do yourself a favor. Turn off notifications to at least 5 pages today. And unsubscribe to one list. I double dog dare you. All right. Talk to you later, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning in to Lighten Up with Jen and Sherry. To find out more about Sherry's cranial sacral and massage therapy practice by checking out her website at www.bodywisehealthcare.com. Bodywise is nourishment for the mind, body, and being. If you're part of an organization that could benefit from my dynamic, engaging public speaker for your next live event, or if you'd like to find out more about her programs offered, Jen can be reached at her website, www.jenhalterman.me.